Doing the holy letter of the Rebbe in volume 6. This is letter number 1767. Baruch Hashem, dated the 10th of Menachem of Tashiyud Beis, Brooklyn. And this the Rebbe is addressing to the leadership, the Anhola, the administration of Kfar Chabad, the village of Chabad in Israel, Hashem Aleim Yichil, Shalom Uvracha. And the Rebbe says that I am over here confirming receipt of your letters from Tuesday and Wednesday and Friday, and the 24th day of Tammuz, and also on Friday of the portion of Pinchas that passed, and from the Hey Menachemov, together with the Rebbe is basically going through all the letters they sent, and the Rebbe is confirming receipt of all these letters. Now, number one is missing over here, but number two we have is like this. The Rebbe says, it caused me a lot of pain. A lot of pain. The lack of discipline, and therefore the lack of order, which is in the village, today. I'm not sure the Rebbe says clearly what is the solution. What is the Eitza? What is the solution for this? Perhaps we don't need any other further counsel. In addition, the fact that we recognize, as explained, that when you recognize something, that means also that you have an understanding in an inner, and that you feel that this village, the Kfar, carries upon itself the name Kfar Chabad, the village of Chabad. And when it was founded, they received for this the blessing of my father-in-law, the Rebbe. And it's known, this that he said while he was still alive with us in this world, as the Zach Firt Er Alein, that this thing he is running himself, he himself is running it. So therefore you need to look on all matters of this kafar, of the village, that this is important. This touches the wishes, the desires, and the name of my father-in-law, the Rebbe. This is not just something private alone. What's the difference between this? There's two differences. On the right side, that since the Kav Yamin, that since this is something, a matter of the Rebbe, of the previous Rebbe, Rebbe saying, he's the leader of our generation, that means that through him, all of the flows come down to our generation through the Rebbe, not only spiritual flow, but also the physical flow. As it's known, the Rebbe adds in the parentheses, that this is the idea of a leader, that all of the flow of the generation, without exception, everything comes through the Rebbe. And therefore, it was important that even when we had to deal with physical meat in the generation of the desert, they needed meat. So who was supposed to supply the people the meat that needed to go through Moshe Rabbeinu? Even though Moshe Rabbeinu said, where do I have meat? Ma'ayin li basar, he doesn't have meat. As explained in the Hasidic Maimorim, the meaning that what he said is ma'ayin li basar, how is it to me? Moshe Rabbeinu said, at my level, I can't associate with meat, but yet, everything goes through the leader, everything goes through Moshe Rabbeinu, so therefore, the Rebbe is saying, so you receive your flow as long as you make the fitting pipes that you are the flow to his wishes and his desires. If you create those vessels to pipe down, to bring down those flows of physicality and spirituality with success, which means that this is beyond nature. And then we utilize it for healthy and happy things. This is on the right side. We also understand on the other side that when you don't do properly, so that way you increase the power of the other side. not only in your own four cubits, but also in the four cubits, that means in the area of the leader of generation. And therefore, this is important to the general in a much greater measure than just because we're all responsible for each other, because we are impacting the previous Rebbe's ability to give to the whole generation. I don't have to speak much more about this. This is very simple, especially to those who have occupied themselves in the teaching of Chassidus, and they have a sense what it means to be tied, his kashrus, what it means to be tied to the Rebbe. So, this point number two, the Rebbe is sort of telling them that the discipline, what goes on in the Kfar Chabad, is of most importance because it has the Rebbe's name on it. And the Rebbe runs it himself. And therefore, in both sides, on the positive and on the negative, the positive side, you get all the blessings through the Rebbe. On the negative side, you're causing a deficiency in the entire generation by not doing properly. Number four, there's no number three here. Number four, the Rebbe says, I've already written about the great need. It's essential, very essential, to create a work to add members who will settle in the Kfar Chabad, to increase the numbers of those who settled in the Kfar. And even that, for now, the space is cramped, but they have already written to me that we are intending to add houses. So the Rebbe says, why don't you start this increase, trying to get people to move, and while it's still time, so that they'll fill the houses, I guess, as soon as they're available. Number five, when Mr. Shazar visited me, he told me, as obvious, that it's already been agreed that everybody will stay in their places now, and they're going to help them in all aspects. So therefore, I don't understand why in your letter you're writing as it's still a doubt. I mean, there was a thought to move them to elsewhere, but the Rebbe says, we've already settled that. You're staying in that place. Number six, the Rebbe says, I've already written to the leadership of Agudas Chabad about the great importance, necessity, in number one, building a Beit Sefer Lemoch, a vocational school, to build a vocational school. Number two, for those who immigrants, the youth, Aliyas Hanoyer, to build a agricultural school as well. Although the Rebbe says that this Beit Sefer Lemelocha, this vocational school, is mainly connected to the plans of the Lud Yeshiva Lud, but since for various reasons the place of the Beit Sefer Lemelocha is going to be in the village, in the Kfar, so to a great measure it also applies, it's connected to you. Especially that we hope that this will also be a source for livelihood, and also from the agricultural home for many, many families in the Kfar itself, that they will get their parnasa, they'll get their livelihood from there. So the Rebbe says, therefore I'm surprised and I don't understand it. Why are you so dealing, questioning and answering in such a lazy kind of a way? May it be the will of Hashem. Don't miss the opportunity. Take advantage. Utilize it to its fullest capacity. So here, again, the Rebbe is pushing them, the Rebbe is pushing them to increase more people in the villages. And B, the Rebbe says, you're going to get the housing, you're going to be there. And now the Rebbe says, build this Sefer Lemelocha, build the vocational school, build the agricultural school. This will provide for your parnasa, even though it's partially connected to the other school. But this is something that the people of the Kfar will be able to benefit. Number seven over here. The Rebbe says, I already written about the support you're going to get for the seventh year, because they can't, the agriculture, some people there were working the land, and on the seventh year they don't have their parnasa. So the Rebbe wrote about the support they're going to get for that seventh. The Rebbe says, what I was surprised about was not so much about the matter itself, that it seems to be such a small amount, a minimal amount that they're giving them for support. But what I was surprised is, the Rebbe says, why did I have to receive this report from someone on this side, and just so happened, which is by divine providence, of course, the Rebbe says, but it has been that I have already mentioned this, that in order for things to be proper for them, it is absolutely necessary that you report to me as soon as possible, because it happens very frequently that it can make a difference over here. This is not about giving me the honor, the Rebbe says. This is just to benefit the matter. And I am surprised how come up till now this detail was not organized. The Rebbe wants to be informed immediately, because the Rebbe says that this makes a difference over here, and if he knows about it, then it can make a big difference. And number 8, the Rebbe says, I'm in pain that both in the kvar, in the village, and also in general in our institutions in the Holy Land, each institution is run like an independent institution all by itself, and the leader, the administrator of one institution, looks upon all of the other institutions as if they are competing institutions and their opponents to him. And even though that it is true, that it's correct, the stand that each leader of each institution, each administrator, needs to first and foremost protect and interest himself in their own institution, because that's their main function, but together with that, they need to know that when we increase an institution of Chabad in the Holy Land, Shiyya, so that for sure is going to support and help to develop the other, the one that he is heading. If Chabad gets stronger in general, it's going to help you too. Not only that, but sometimes one institution needs to sort of bend over backwards for the benefit presently, for the benefit of another institution. And it's not a real loss only for a temporary, because for the long run there will be no loss, and this will be, that loss will actually increase also for the one who thinks that he lost, if you have to sort of give up something, in other words, for the benefit. The Rebbe says, I'm not talking about here about matters which are beyond logic. This is something which is very logical in the human intellect. So what I'm telling you, the Rebbe is saying, is very simply, the Rebbe says, don't feel like every other Chabad institution over there is competing with you, that it's a competing institution, and therefore you're worried about. The Rebbe says, yes, you have to worry about your moisid, your institution, and mostly. But most of the time, there's an increase in Chabad, it benefits everybody. And even sometimes you have to give up. The Rebbe says, logically, it's there to benefit you. And even if you lose for a short while, it's going to be increased in the long term. And the Rebbe adds to it in a parenthesis, I'll bring a proof to this. Even non-Jews conduct themselves like that. This is not only a Jewish matter. So the Rebbe says that sometimes, and it happens that it's like that, that the institution that who we are they're demanding for them, so maybe they're, so let's say somebody, you have funds, right? If they're gonna go and let's say one institution is going to go solicit for funds, and then they're worried about when they get the funds, maybe they're not going to distribute it correctly, or they're going to be a crook. And I'm not sure exactly over here what the Rebbe is referring to, but maybe, you know, you suspect, in other words, you don't trust the other person, the other head of institution, that they're going to do it fairly, like maybe not going to distribute the funds that they received if you allow them. If you're not going to fill them, you're not going to feel they're competing with you and you're just going to allow them. But the Rebbe says, for sure, even though this happens, the Rebbe says, but for sure, each time you can find several people of Anash who are neutral in those matters that you're dealing with, and to present to them the argument of both sides, and then it'll be similar to the Mittler Rebbe that says that when you relate your own situation to another person, so then you get two godly souls over one animal soul. The Rebbe says then you will actually be able to come up with the right solution. I hope that at least for the future you're going to fix also this detail, both in the village and also in the other institutions. And the Rebbe says, what am I writing about this specifically? The Rebbe says, what brought me to write the above? The Rebbe says, what brought me is, this is number 9, that I have already written about the lack of the development of the girls' school that is in the kfar, in the village. Even though I understand the cold reception of Hasidim, because they have not been trained, they're not been used to paying attention specifically to education of the girls in the time that when they're formula, they're shaped. But so meaning this whole girls thing of schooling, the big school, like I guess maybe the high school seminary. But the Rebbe says, we only have and follow the instructions of our leader, which is the previous Rebbe. When the previous Rebbe was in Riga, he started to interest himself very much about the education of girls, especially from the year Tavshin, from 1950. The Rebbe put his holy heart into it more and more, and he invested from his energy and his most elevated powers in this matter more than is even known openly. And that is an instruction for us on the demands of this hour, especially in the Holy Land. So this is an instruction for us on the demands of this hour of now, especially in the Holy Land, especially in the last the time now, in this time now, education of the girls becomes something which is necessary more and more. And therefore, it's absolutely necessary that each one of us should either change or at least force your mind and what you're used to. And you decide for yourself, does it something that makes sense to you? Or it doesn't make sense to you. It doesn't matter. Since this is something that my father-in-law, the Rebbe, instructed so. So for sure, this is something which is necessary in Chabad. And action is the greatest, is not. Not to talk about it. Asiyah le'ela. So since I'm hearing that the development of a girls' school in the village, the greatest prevention is the lack of a fitting place, it is my suggestion and my request, doubled and quadrupled, that as soon as possible, in order so that this is publicized even before, sometime before they start learning, they should choose a fitting place for teaching the girls. And the best is, it should be also for a kindergarten for boys and girls in a wider way, with blessing for success physically and spiritually. The Rebbe doesn't let up. The Rebbe says that they have to change themselves, because the people there coming from Russia, from other places, they weren't used to education of the girls. It wasn't as important to them. And the Rebbe was telling them that this is something which was important to my father-in-law, and you have to change your mind, and you have to go ahead and do it, because whether you are used to it or not, this was what the previous Rebbe wanted. And the Rebbe says there's a lot of it which was even not known. But the Rebbe asks that they go get to work with it. Here you have a very powerful, strong, and demanding letter and guidance that the Rebbe bases for Chabad and Eretz Yisrael. The Rebbe didn't just sit back and pat people on the back for what they did, but he demanded, expected, and they wrote, and at length, and he gave them the clear picture what is expected and what they need to do. Fortunately, they started, it took slowly, but then a whole new generation of people that were devoted to every nuance that the Rebbe wanted and brought it out into fruition. I think these are powerful letters and a powerful message to see.